Philosophers, so the story goes, are always interested in the truth. To that end, they construct diagrams to show that if you put together a true statement and another true statement, then the resulting statement is also true. These are called truth tables. But of course, as far as natural language goes, there's more to it than that. And in the previous century, philosophers started becoming interested in things other than the truth conditions of true statements, etc. At that point, they started looking at sentences like ones where people apologize. I'm terribly sorry. Is that true or not? Well, that's not really the point. The point is this a sincere apology or not? And under what conditions do people make apologies? And so, among others, a man called Austin started looking at what he called speech acts. Speech acts are not true or false, but they exist under certain conditions where people can decide whether they're doing what they're supposed to do. Austin called his little book How to Do Things with Words. And if we look at apologies again, you can do things with an apology, that is, something has happened beforehand and the social context requires you to apologize. One of my favorite examples of a speech act is launching a boat. There is a ship, it's on a slipway, and it needs to be named. And at the naming, somebody comes forward and bangs a bottle of usually champagne over its bow and says a number of words. And the words are, I name this ship, whatever it is, God bless her and all who sail in her. Well, this isn't true or false. This is a way of doing something, that is, launching a ship and naming it. If you came along, say, 3 weeks beforehand and broke a bottle of beer over it and there was nobody else present and the ship didn't go down the slipway, well, it wouldn't be a proper way to perform the boat launch. It would be a kind of simulation or a joke. So speech acts, and they've been very widely looked at now, are an interesting way of doing pragmatics. When a judge passes sentence on someone, the judge's form of words are the sentence that the person is being sentenced to, and it can only be done by a judge under certain circumstances. The judge doesn't come home when his kids have been found to be naughty and use exactly the same form of words except as a joke. Speech acts are something that are not, they're an entity that is not covered in Cooper and Allen, but they're a significant part of the way in which pragmatics is usually thought of.